Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue with our year-long journey reading the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska from beginning to end. Today we take up from where we left off, beginning with diary entry number 93, the Vow of Poverty. The vow of poverty is the voluntary renunciation of the right over property or to the use of such property with the purpose of pleasing God. What objects does the vow of poverty concern? All those goods and those objects which appertain to the community. We have no longer any right over anything that has been given to us once it has been accepted, whether an article or money. All these donations and presents which may have been given to us out of gratitude or in any other way belong by right to the community. We cannot make use without violating the vow of any wages we may receive for work or even any annuity. When do we break or violate the vow in a matter which entails the seventh commandment? We break or violate it when, without permission, we take for ourselves anything that belongs to the house, when, without permission, we retain something in order to appropriate it, and when, without authorization, we sell or exchange something that belongs to the community, when we make use of an object for some other purpose than that intended by the superior, when we give to or accept from another anything whatsoever without permission, when, by negligence, we destroy or damage something, when, in going from one house to another, we take something with us without permission. In a situation where the vow is broken, the religious is bound to restitution to the community. The virtue of poverty. This is an evangelical virtue which impels the heart to detach itself from temporal things. The religious, in virtue of his profession, is strictly obliged to it. When do we sin against the virtue of poverty? When we desire something contrary to this virtue. When we become attached to something and when we make use of superfluous things. How many degrees of poverty are there and what are they? There are, in practice, 4 degrees of poverty for one who is a professed religious. To dispose of nothing without the consent of the superiors, the strict matter of the vow. To avoid superfluities and to be content with necessities, this pertains to the virtue. To readily content oneself with things of inferior quality in what concerns one's cell, clothing, nourishment, etc. And to experience this contentment interiorly. To rejoice in extreme poverty. Here, St. Faustina writes about the vow and the virtue of poverty. She distinguishes between what is strictly required by the vow and the higher degrees of perfection found in the virtue of poverty. The vow of poverty tries to teach us detachment from the things of this world. There are different ways of living out the vow of poverty in different religious communities. All is defined in the rule of life of the congregation. Religious profess their vows based on the rule of a congregation. For instance, religious who belong to an apostolic community may need various things to carry out their apostolic work that a monk in a hermitage or a cloistered sister would not need. The sisters in St. Faustina's community lived in a large dormitory, separated each cell by a curtain. So they had a very simple lifestyle. Many of us listening will never make the vow of poverty, but we can all learn something from it. We can become very attached to our material possessions, and they can have a very subtle hold over us. Sometimes we're not even aware of how strongly that hold is. So all of us can seek to live more simply and to be detached from the things of this world. Please follow or subscribe to this podcast to receive the latest episodes and updates. If you have enjoyed this podcast, I invite you to leave a review. Reviews greatly improve our podcast ranking and will help other people throughout the world find
St. Faustina's diary in a year. Remember, Jesus promised St. Faustina in diary number 1075, "Souls who spread the honor of divine mercy are protected by God like an infant by a gentle mother." Please help us spread the message of divine mercy. Thank you, and God bless you. Visit shopmercy.org to order your copy of Divine Mercy in My Soul, the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska. It's available in print in English, Spanish, and Polish, and in English as an e-book, available now on shopmercy.org. Are you enjoying this podcast? I invite you to listen to more shows brought to you by the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Join us daily for enriching spiritual content, which will help you on your journey with Jesus Christ. Simply visit DivineMercyPlus.org for a complete list of our shows. That's DivineMercyPlus.org.